So I'm Gemma Greaves, the Chief Executive of the Marketing Society, and today I am joined by the wonderful Caroline Casey, who keynoted our Braver conference back in November and who I had the pleasure of meeting in Rome. And it all started with a hug, didn't it?
It all started with a hug, yeah, it did. And now we've become, well, I think you're one of my big girl crushes of 2018, and it will continue.
I hope it continues, and right back at you. And we've just had a wonderful breakfast, as much as I'm not a morning person, as many of our members will know. But we've just had a wonderful breakfast with Gavin Patterson, the Chief Executive of BT, outgoing Chief Executive of BT, where he was just so, with all of our members, so with lots of marketing directors, where he was just so unbelievably honest about his career to date. And it was just such a treat, wasn't it, to hear such a brave leader.
Yeah, and I think he talks about one of the key attributes of a leader is to be brave. And hence, I think what the Marketing Society are doing with its Brave Agenda, I mean, it could not come at a better time. And I guess it's why I hold you in such high regard, because the work I'm doing as the founder of Hashtag Valuable, which is about positioning disability equally on the global business leadership agenda, where we're going to go to Davos in a few days.
I'm dropping it in.
But actually, this thing about brave, this is a very brave conversation. And sitting and listening to Gavin talking, and he was really speaking about having to really know who you are as a leader and using your head and your heart and making decisions. And he was just incredibly open. And for me, that's what leadership is, and it's the leaders that we're really looking for, to be brave enough to take, this is the next frontier, the final frontier in corporate inclusion, which is disability. So, oh my God, I'd love to get Gavin.
Absolutely. Talking of Hashtag Valuable, we're absolutely delighted as the Marketing Society to be one of your strategic partners. And I'm really looking forward to all the things that we're going to do going forward this year to get brands and brand leaders and people and just everyone involved in your brilliant agenda. But I know that, you know, one of the things we do at the Society through our Brave Agenda is, just like today, we create a comfortable space to have uncomfortable conversations behind closed walls. We're all about pushing boundaries, and particularly, as you know, we're about tackling taboos.
Yeah.
And something that is not easy to do and not easy to get people behind. And you've had a bit of that experience with Hashtag Valuable.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, like, we have to acknowledge that disability in business is the one that is sort of has been lagging behind, and that's been an awful lot because we haven't seen brands engage as significantly, or leaders engage, or the platforms make the space for it. So actually, when I was speaking at your conference, you gave that a platform through me, but about the agenda as well, about disability and business inclusion. It's difficult, and we do need to see, what we would love to see happen is to see those global CEOs have the confidence to sit on a stage and talk about disability business inclusion, regardless of where they are at the journey, whether they're beginning, whether at the point of scaling, or whether they're leading. And there's multiple different levels of which an organization is. But until we have leadership, in the same way we had Sheryl Sandberg for leaning in, unless we have those leaders supported by those brands and those platforms, we will never be able to solve the inequality crisis around disability in business, which is real, because it's, you know, you're 50% more likely to experience poverty. There's more clothes designed for dogs than there are for people with disabilities, you know, and we know that the cost of exclusion in many of the OECD companies around disability is like 7%. But there's a magnificent opportunity that we want business to kind of wake up to, sort of like they did with green eventually. And the uncomfortable truth is, not the inconvenient truth, but the uncomfortable truth is, it's there. It's an $8 trillion market. It's a brand opportunity. It's around talent acquisition, retention of next generation talent. And believe me, I'm dying to find out who are going to be the first movers in this. And what we're trying to do is challenge 500 organizations around the world from Davos, the Valuable 500, put disability on their board agenda. Why is the Marketing Society so important to us? I can tell you why the Marketing Society is so important. And let's be honest, I stalked you for this. It's because
she
actually
didn't need to do much stalking to
one fair. Of the most important forces within business, we believe, is branding and marketing experts. It's the marketeers. You communicate with the world. So if you think about Procter & Gamble for a second, I mean, they're one of the biggest consumers of advertising. So they have a voice with the world. So what are we saying about disability? I actually believe the real tipping point around Hashtag Valuable and why we've been able to get Paul Pohman and Richard Branson and Janet Riccio, strategic partners of Virgin Media and Omnicom, is you guys. It's marketeers, because you gave us a platform. You were able to explain it in a way about, look, this is an extraordinary brand opportunity. It's a differentiator. You're creative and you think differently, and yet you're still grounded in business. So for us, we believe the way to get to the CEOs is through the marketeer.
So if our members who are marketing directors, CMOs of all the big brands that you're talking about and the agencies and the media owners are listening to this now, what's the one thing that they can do to get on board and to help you with your brilliant disability agenda?
Well, I think the very first thing that we're asking anybody to do is to get in touch with us. And the how you can do that is through thevalueful500.com. And that's the website that will be launched at Davos with this very big ambition in 365 days to get 500 companies. So that's very exciting. I think that's the best way, or through yourself. And we want to start conversations like you do. It's very easy to become a valuable 500 organization. It's the intention that we need to see is going to be brave. It is. We've talked to many companies about how this can be meaningful and simple. So now the big issue is, well, do you care about a la carte inclusion or real human inclusion in your companies? That's the question. Are you going to be a diverse-ish company or a fully inclusive company?
Nice. And one of the things that stood out to me so much when I heard you in Rome at the Festival of Media, when our beautiful friendship began, maybe over a gin and tonic.
Or two.
quite early in the morning. But one of the things that stuck out for me so much, and actually I've now been credited as saying it because I've repeated you so much, which I always say, I heard this from Caroline originally, labels are for jam jars.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So this is something that comes from my father, actually. You know, I am register blind. I found out about that when I was 17, and that was no accident, because my parents brought me up as a sighted child because they did not want me labelled by a disability or a medical condition. And so what I feel, this is nothing to do with disability, we are multiple labels, you know. I don't want to be known just as being visually impaired or blonde or even Irish. I'm many labels. I love gin, I'm a great dancer, I love to ride horses, I love great conversations. I mean, I'm a multiple of labels, as is everyone. None of us are defined by one label, or one success, or one failure, or the role that we hold in business, and I think we need to remember that. We reinvent ourselves every day, or have the opportunity to do so, and there is nothing more limiting than giving one label to one human being. And that's what I'm very interested in around inclusion, that's seeing the full breadth of the human experience and how can we make that happen, meaningful and profitable in business.
Very nice. It's time to make the invisible visible.
Yeah, and I have to say, and I really deeply appreciate the partnership we have, because I think we're going to have fun as well, and I think we need to sometimes take our work seriously, not ourselves seriously, and knowing you, it's just been a great journey so far, so I'm looking forward to 2019.
We have to do both, don't you?
Oh, we will.
To work our play.
Watch this space.
As we always say, absolutely. And one of the things that we're going to do that we started in 2017 was our legendary, well, they're now legendary. I like to call them legendary. Other people call them legendary, so I'll call them that. Our fishbowls.
Oh, I loved your fishbowl on mental health that we did. Oh, that was fantastic. And I, God, please keep doing them. They are just brilliant.
Well, I'd like to do one on the disability agenda the inclusion agenda, where we can really have that conversation, because the UN definition of disability, it's actually mental, neuro,
physical, sensory, mental learning, everything. 1.3 billion of us, everyone is going to, it's going to touch everybody at some point in our lives. You know, we should do a fishbowl on being diverse-ish. I mean, yeah. How can we stop that?
Yeah.
And I think I've got some great ideas that you and I can kick about to do fabulous events that really appeal to those of us who just want to be disruptive. And I think this is a really great opportunity for that, yeah, within marketing, actually.
Yeah, and to take part and get involved. Which,
yeah,
is
and
all
have
about.
Fun and just talk about the things that we don't necessarily talk about. We all want to, though.
And make stuff happen. And as marketers, we always say that we've got an opportunity to, mm, all the reasons you said about marketing earlier, yeah, the voice of the customer, the growth driver, we've got an opportunity to not just talk about making change, but actually to make change.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting.
Yeah, it really is. And I keep saying, in your hands, marketers, you have the power to change the world. And that's why I'm so delighted we have two big organisations like Virgin Media and Omnicom with all that breadth of experience. So let's go out and make this happen.
Let's do it. And we're going to have another chat after Davos, aren't we? See how it
went. Oh, yeah.
And
Oh yeah, Gemma Greaves, are you kidding me? Not only are we going to have a chat after Davos, we're going to strategize how we're going to have fun and make stuff happen at the same time in 2019. I can't wait for it.
I can't wait
either.
Partner
in crime.
Exactly. So podcast part two coming up in a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Caroline.
Thank you.
Absolutely loved it. And ultimate girl crush.